Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Ah, good morning, Kevin, and good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land.
They're all happy that you showed up, Farmer.
Yeah, I can't help it, man. Some crazy things have been going on in my life, but... So I'm sorry I missed last week. You did a fantastic job on
my
the show.
Gee, thank you.
I mean, I was rocking for a part of it.
Wow.
Then I got a little busy, so yeah. I missed the other half. But what can we do?
That's what we can do. But we're having a great show planned for people today. We're getting closer to St. Patrick's Day, of course, and so the show will reflect that face, that fact. And I'm going to be playing some from the Dublin band Micro Disney. Lisa O'Neill, who's from Belfast, Breed Nakatin, who's from Mayo, and Porrick Stevens, who's also from Mayo, as well as Patty Glacken. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got, I'm going to go a little bit of Ireland-American today.
Okay, good.
We're going to try some Lancome and some Narrowbacks, and then I got to pick out one more, but depends on how things go here.
I'm sure it'll go well.
I'm positive.
So we're starting off with Micro Disney, the Dublin band, with June Miles Kingston as their guest with the song, Are You Happy?
Thank you. If you'll be the last of Ockram, as I am taking you to be, come tell me the last token passed between you and me. Oh, don't you remember that night beyond Lean Hill, where we both met together? I'm sorry now to tell. The rain falls on my heavy locks, and dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms, and none will let me in. Oh, the rain falls on my heavy locks, and dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms, and none will let me in.
Mille kate for long,
That was Brita Nakan from the album A Woman's Love. It's a three CD set, I think I have. About a man named Donald the Young.
Donald the Young.
The Band Don Og is the name of that tune. And before that, you heard Lisa O'Neill from her album, Heard a Long Song. As I mentioned, she's from Belfast. Her career has taken off. And The Lass of Aughrim is the name of the tune, referring to the famous battle from the O'Neills. And we started off today's set with something more modern. June Miles Kingston was featured with Micro Disney. The band, Are You Happy, was the name of the tune. So more information will be coming. But the Irish American Club St. Patrick's Day event will take place on Saturday, March 15th. The doors will open at 5:30. Hopefully we'll be back from the Albany Parade. It will feature a corned beef and cabbage buffet. The Breffni School of Irish Dance will be there. There'll be raffle prizes. All of this will take place at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield. And we're happy to honor Kevin Sherman as the Irish American of the Year. So if you're interested in these events, give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. We're going to hear something from you, Farm.
Yeah, we're going to kick this set off with Lancome.
Sergeant William Bailey was a man of high renown. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. In search of gallant young recruits, he used to scour the town. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. His face was fallen swarthy, of medals he had 40, and ribbons on his chest, red, white, and blue. Looked a hero as he made the people stare, oh, as he stood on Dunphy's corner, Tooraloo. Now a Sergeant William Bailey on Dunphy's corner stands, Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Enticing Dublin young lads for to die in foreign lands, Tooraloo. Station, he shouts in high elation to come and fight for king and country. But for all the noise he's making, that bait they aren't taken from Sergeant William Bailey to Raloo. Now alas for human greatness, every doggy has his day. Bailey, what a wretched sight to see. strong and straight, now almost bent in dream. Have called his army blackguards and told the Irish youth just what to do. He has lost his occupation, let's sing in jubilation for Sergeant William Bailey Tyrrelloo.
Show bands. 20 years little girl had called from the sub doctors on the ball. Blue van load of the tomb commandos, picking the tulip with the hats and the mandos. All of them were showbiz. And so we come to the end of the song. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and especially the boys in the band, Joe McIntyre, Frankie Hannon and Johnny Flynn. That was the best show band I had ever seen. You know I love the dance hall life, I wish that I was old. Showbiz. All of them are showbiz. All of them are showbiz. I remember showbiz. That's when girls and boys went jump and jive all on the dance hall. Thank you.
A little different for us.
I'd say. Kind of reminded me of a little bit of country music there.
Well, it was a pedal steel guitar. This album is called Cuivnagh Glen, Exploring Irish Music for Pedal Steel Guitar. It's from a man named David Murphy. And the song I picked was Eleanor Plunkett, which was written by Trilla O'Carolan, so a couple of hundred years ago. So certainly adapted skillfully by Mr. Murphy. He recorded this in St. Luke's Street in Cork in Ireland. And there's just a slew of engineering going on and the mix and all that. Brian Casey and Sarah O'Mahony helped record that. But I think it's going to be a nice experience listening to Cuivnagh Glen from David Murphy.
And we just heard a sample of it.
We did.
And it was, like, good.
It was good. And before that, we heard one of Farmer and my favorite entertainers, Paul Rick Stevens, with his album Home Recordings and Show Bands is the name of the tune. We've played that before. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Sergeant William Bailey. And that was from Lancome. And that came off their album Between the Earth and the Sky. That's one of my favorites, actually, you know that?
I don't blame you. It's nice.
Some of them songs on there go 10, 15 minutes.
Yes. Yes, they're very self-indulgent. But anyway, today in Irish history, on March 9, 1942, Tom McGraw, a native of County Waterford and a corporal in the British Army, escaped from Stalag 20A, a German prisoner of war camp in northern Poland, where he was one of 20 to 30 Irish-born captives. For this, he received 3 medals, including the Military Medal for Bravery, as reported in the London Gazette in May 1943. However, it was only in 2018, long after his death, that the medals would be collected by his son, also Tom, in a ceremony at the British Embassy in Dublin. McGraw moved to Britain shortly after the Second World War began, and was serving in the 51st Highland Division when he was captured at Dunkirk in 1940. He was sent to Stalag 20A, which housed approximately 40,000 prisoners of war.
Ooh.
2 years later, McGraw spotted a gap in the wire that surrounded the camp and escaped with 200 Reichmarks, a bar of soap, and some chocolate. Initially sheltered by locals, he was brought by train to Berlin on a fake ID, and then he went on to Paris. After crossing into Spain via the Pyrenees, he was captured by Spanish authorities and interned until April 14th of 1943 and was sent back to Britain through Gibraltar. McGraw never returned to duty, opting to return to his home town of Portlaw, County Waterford, where he worked as a mechanic and set up a cafe. He died in 1968 when his son Tom was 16. Speaking of his father years after the incident, Tom Jr. said, "That was a time in Ireland when you could not broadcast the fact that you were in the British Army." Though initially told that his father had forfeited the medals by not returning to service, Tom Jr. appealed, and he collected the medals in 2018.
Nice.
So a nice heartwarming story there, I think.
Yeah.
And we're going to be hearing number 2 from you, Farmer.
Yes, we are, and that's the Narrowbacks.
Here we go.
And through the shadows of the bar, steam rising off the streets, it just sets the mood. I'm dying for you tonight. The lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in from the night.
seems to care. Now the band backs up and the bar clears out, except for a couple of heads and the bar in the house. And you count the register out, I'm at the end of the bar, I'm dying for you. Tonight, the lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in from the night outside. Shady, shady.
Saw the young girl with her banner so gay. He it off, and he choked and got off his machine, determined to capture White Orange Jim. Can't have my banner, the young girl replied, till your blood and mine on the bold Galtee's lie. I am a rebel, and that's nothing mean, and I'd lay down my life for White Orange and Green. And the young English soldier turned white as the snow, but on his machine and away he did go. For there's no use in fighting a girl of 16 who would die for a banner, white, orange and green.
I'm sure many in my listening audience recognize that tune, but they would know the Wolf Tone version of that called Tagum de Love, Give Me Your Hand. That version from an album called Home to Ireland, the instrumental version, is called White, Orange, and Green.
White, Orange, and Green.
The original.
Up the flag.
And before that, we heard from Patty Glacken, Mark O'Connor, and Ricky Skaggs with St. Anne's Reel, which is a nice song. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Narrowbacks, and the tune was called Shannon, and it was off their album Arrogance and Ignorance. We saw them over at Saratoga.
Was that where we saw them?
Yep, it was. It was the day, the exact same day that we saw Gaelic Storm over there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or, no. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember how cold it got.
Yep.
So.
it was pretty cold.
What are you going to give us now, Farm?
Okay, we're going to crank this one up with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
One evening as I came down to Fort Law, I walked into a dimly pub and suddenly I saw the cheeks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair.
She had to be an Irish girl, cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, I'll guide you up to heaven if you'll order me a beer. Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and a nail in my glass. Hey dear, come on, watch us plan another two. One for me, yeah, one for you. The truth is she will fill you up and ask you to pay. But if you find it safe, fuck off, cause that's my Irish way. When I was a little drunk, I went to take a piss. When I came back, I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls, they were the nearer, could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When we drank our final pint, the girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left, I took the bill, the girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut. Hey, dear, come on, watch us spend another two. One for you. The truth is she will fill you up and ask you to pay. But if you find it safe, fuck off, cause that's my Irish way.
In the evening
that never was said. She went her way homeward with her goods and her gear, and that was the last that I saw.
Thank you.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. What you were listening to there was the Bank of Ireland, The Morning Dew, The Woman of the House with Bobby Casey and John McLaughlin, and from the album Patty in the Smoke. And then you heard the second in that lineup was Mairead O'Sullivan with one of my favorite tunes, She Moved Through the Fair. And Farmer started us off.
I did. I started us off with the Patty and O'Reilly's and the Patty Hats with My Irish Way. And that came off their album, The Sign of a Fighter.
Whatever sign that is.
Yeah.
We'll have to look for it.
Looks like a guy with boxing gloves on to me. But
oh, I have that album.
Yeah.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, WTBR, and WSBR in Lee at 88.1.
And I'd just like to thank everybody for listening. Please stay tuned to our show again next week. We'll have the same amount of fun as we do every week. And just be good, be kind. Keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim ugat agus dihi shuhugim.